Ms. John said vaccinated travelers will require a negative antigen or PCR test for entry, while unvaccinated travelers will be required to undergo quarantine in an approved facility. She said the protocols are available on the Ministry of Health's website and will be updated if there are any changes.
We've received quite a number of calls and messages for persons asking about the requirements for travel. If you are vaccinated and you're coming into St. Vincent, you need a negative antigen test 24-hour or a PCR test at 72 hours. The PCR test is still okay to travel with because I think persons are saying they need an antigen test, but you would run into problems, especially if you have multiple connections. So if you are traveling from the UK, coming into Barbados or overnighting in Miami, a PCR test might be better for you. Not might be, it would be better for you because it would avoid you having to take another test because the antigen test needs to be 24 hours. If you're not vaccinated, you need to come with a negative PCR test and you also need to be prepared to stay in a hotel, an approved hotel for your quarantine period. So that still stands. But once anything changes, we will update accordingly. The protocols are also available on our website, health.gov.vc. We also make posts on our Facebook page and Instagram, SVG Health, where you can also get quick and updated information as it relates to the changes, if there's any.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Barbados's COVID-19 vaccination drive has slowed down considerably over the first quarter of the year, with the number of first, second, and booster doses plummeting to new lows. Public health officials revealed that while seniors who are most vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus have been coming forward for their shots, just about 50% of people aged 20 to 50 are fully vaccinated. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts and Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 5,549. Internationally, the United Nations Children's Fund says schools in 23 countries with 405 million pupils are still partially or fully closed because of COVID-19. Meanwhile, residents in Shanghai are scrambling to stock up on supplies while thousands quarantine in offices as a lockdown rolls out in the divided city. After weeks of isolated compound lockdowns, the city of 25 million has been split in two. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.